Specification for James Hargreaves, Spinning Jenny, 1764, TNA Ref C210/11. This was a multi-spindle spinning machine, which meant that a spinner could produce more yarn at a time of increased demand from weavers involved in the manufacture of cloth. An explanation of the annexed sections. Figure 1 is a section of the left-hand side of the machine, and figure 2 is the right-hand section. A are two holes in which run the pressure bar A on two points MM, small letters, which regulates the threads and directs them to a proper position for being wound on the bobbins. B, two mortise holes in which is slipped the crossbar or binder. B. C, two notches in the framing on which stands the spindle box C, containing the spindles, which spindles are turned round by bands or lines going round the wheel. G. D. Two mortise holes in which is slipped the binder. D. E. Ditto in the legs of the machine is put the bar. E. F. Ditto in which is slipped obliquely the bar F, which supports the rim or wheel. G. The rim or wheel, above mentioned, which is turned round by the handle G, small letters. H. A wire grate through which go the wheel bands to keep them free of each other. I. The clasps which clasp the slubbin, short fibres to be spun into thread, and which are clasped together by the left hand in the middle. This clasp slides along a groove in the upper part of the framing, II. It also has wire loops or guides to keep the slubbin at equal distances so as to direct them properly to the spindles, which are at equal distances. K. Two mortises in which slips the bar, K. L. Two mortises in which slips the bar, L, which together with those before described support the sides of the machine firmly and at a proper distance from each other. M. The two pieces which support the treadle bar N are movable on the pins PP, small letters. To this treadle bar is connected a string which goes over the pulley Q, small letter, and is fixed to the wheel M, small letter, which lets down the pressure bar when the treadle is lifted up by the toe. O. Small holes in which is put the rod O to support the slubbin between the slubbin box and the clasps. P. Two holes through which go strings to hang the slubbin box. P. Containing the bobbins with prepared cotton called slubbin. R. Small letters. Is a single bobbin. Q. Two stops which catch the lower part of the clasps when they are open, which cannot be got over without nipping them together. These stops gauge a proper length of slubbin to spin at one draw, and are likewise movable in slots, as occasion may require, to spin to any proper degree of fineness. James Hargreaves.